CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners, this is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 4th of August, 2024. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org, where you will find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Bookings are open for the RSGB 2024 annual convention. Schools will soon be able to apply for an ISS contact. The RSGB has announced its National Coding Week coordinator. The RSGB is delighted to announce that bookings are now open for its 2024 annual convention. This year, in response to requests for more flexibility, the Society has created a new booking system that allows attendees to create a convention package that suits their preferences for attendance and hotel accommodation. In addition, the keynote speaker for the event has been confirmed. Rafał Lukawiczki, EI6LA, has led the projects to modernise the Irish licensed teaching curriculum and is also part of the International Amateur Radio Union Region 1 Working Group, tasked with modernising its ethics and operating procedures guide. Rafał has been a popular speaker at major IT conferences since 1998 and has shared keynote platforms with Bill Gates and Neil Armstrong. For further details, including how to book, visit the RSGB website at RomeoSierraGolfBravo.org/convention. Schools in Great Britain and Northern Ireland will soon be able to apply for an amateur radio contact with an astronaut on the International Space Station. If the application is successful, the contacts could take place in the latter half of 2025. The RSGB is encouraging schools to apply as it's a great opportunity to integrate space into the STEM curriculum and to have the excitement of their pupils speaking to an astronaut. Go to the ARIS website at aris-eu.org to find out more and download an application form in the School Contacts section. The time frame for submitting applications is between the 1st of September and the 26th of October this year. If you want to be inspired, watch the RSGB celebration video on the 10 Tim Peake School Contacts in the Excitement of Amateur Radio playlist on the RSGB YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. The RSGB is delighted to announce that Nigel Thrower, G3YSW, will be the RSGB's National Coding Week coordinator this year. The Society took part in this national event for the first time last year, and many groups had fun with the activities it supplied. You can see the activities on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/coding. This year, the RSGB wants to develop its involvement, and Nigel will help lead and coordinate that. The event isn't just for youngsters, so people of all ages and experience can take part. The RSGB is planning to publish some new activities that, if you enjoy programming or coding as part of your amateur radio activities, please get in touch. The Society is looking for people to share tried and trusted ideas or activities that will inspire others. It's also keen to hear from radio amateurs who could help lead activities with groups or clubs in their area. National Coding Week runs from the 16th until the 22nd of September. If you'd like to get involved or want to find out more, please contact Nigel via novembercharliewhiskey@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB's popular Tonight at 8 webinar series takes a break in August, but there are two great presentations lined up for the start of the autumn programme. On Monday the 2nd of September, Brian Coleman, G4NNS, will give an update on the Meteor Beacon project. The following month, on Monday the 7th of October, there's a chance to hear about Aircraft Scatter, The Hitchhiker's Guide by Ian White, GM3SEK. Put the dates in your diary now and find further details on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/webinars. The G5RP Trophy is an annual award to encourage newcomers to HFDXing. The award is not limited to youngsters or the newly licensed. It is open to anyone who has recently discovered and made significant progress in HFDXing. If you're an established HFDXer and want to recommend someone to be awarded the G5RP Trophy for 2024, now is the time to send in your nomination. Your nominee should be an up-and-coming HFDXer who's made rapid progress in the last year and has some real achievements to show. For example, a good total of new countries worked or some serious HFD expedition activity. Please send your nominations to Ian Greenseals, G4SSU, by email to hf.manager@rsgb.org.uk to arrive no later than Friday the 13th of September 2024. The RSGB Remote Invigilation Team was delighted that the 8,000th Foundation candidate took and passed their exam online recently. This is a significant milestone since the Society introduced Remote Invigilation exams in 2020. The RSGB would like to thank the dedicated Remote Invigilation Team and sends its good wishes to all the candidates as they discover more about amateur radio. The July 2024 edition of RADCOM Basics is now available on the RSGB website for members to read. RADCOM Basics is aimed at new licensees or anyone who enjoys reading about the fundamental principles behind the many facets of amateur radio. Among others, this edition includes articles which cover the checking and testing of components, building and tuning dual-band end-fed half-wave antennas, and the benefits of operating by the sea. To read RADCOM Basics, visit rsgb.org/radcom-basics. Please send details of all your news and events to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline for submissions is 10 a.m. on Thursdays before the Sunday broadcast each week. And now for details of rallies and events. Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society's Hamfest is taking place on Sunday the 11th of August. The venue is Cobham Sports and Social Club Ground, Merley, near Wimborne in Dorset. The doors will open from 9 a.m. till 10 p.m. and admission, which includes parking, costs £5. Catering and a bar will be available on site. For more information and to make bookings, visit Foxtrot Romeo, Alfa Romeo Sierra, .co.uk/hamfest. At the special event news, International Cat Day is taking place on Thursday the 8th of August. To celebrate this, Golf Bravo 4 Charlie Alpha Tango will be on the air from West Sussex from Thursday afternoon until the following Sunday evening. Activity will be on the HF bands, mainly on the 40-meter band, but the higher bands as well, if they are open. As cats are loved internationally, Ed M0MNG will attempt to speak as many foreign languages on the air as possible, even if it's just a word or two. Please see qrz.com for more details. In celebration of the Olympic Games, Thierry FY4JI is active as Tango Oscar 973, Foxtrot Yankee, from French Guiana until the 10th of August. He is operating SSB and FT8 and was spotted recently on the 10-meter band, QSL via EA5GL. Now the DX news. Tom W1EAT is active as Whiskey 1 Echo Alpha Tango /Victor Kilo 4 from Hamilton Island OC160 until tomorrow, 5th of August. He's operating QRP on the 20-meter band only, QSL via Logbook of the World, or direct to Tom's home call. Pierre VK3KTB is active as Victor Yankee 0 Echo Romeo Charlie from the Eureka Amateur Radio Club station on Ellesmere Island, NA008, until the 7th of August. He's mainly available on the 20, 15 and 10 meter bands to occasionally on the 17 and 12 meter bands. He operates SSB, CW and digital modes. QSL via M0OXO's OQRS. Now the contest news. Today, the 432 megs low-power contest runs from 0800 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number, locator and two-letter postcode. On Tuesday the 6th, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC using FM on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 6th, the 144 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 2-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 7th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 4-hour contest runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. And also on Wednesday the 7th, the 144 megs FT8 activity 2-hour contest runs from 1900 to 2100 UTC using FT8 on the 2-meter band, the exchange's report and 4-character locator. Stations entering the 4-hour contest may also enter the 2-hour contest. On Thursday the 8th, the 50 megs UK activity contest runs from 1900 to 2130 UTC using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-meter group Summer Marathon started on Saturday the 4th of May and ends today. Using all modes on the 6-meter band, the exchange is your 4-character locator. The Work All Your DXCW contest starts at 0 hours on Saturday the 10th and runs through until 23:59 UTC on Sunday the 11th of August. Using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 1st of August 2024. We had another week of high solar flux but unsettled geomagnetic indices. The solar flux index, SFI, was above 200 on the 27th of July onwards. There was a worry about multiple coronal mass ejections, CMEs, that they might push the KP index up during the week. In the end, the KP index didn't rise above 5. But why was that? The first of several CME eruptions was expected to pass Earth on the 29th of July. The solar wind speed increased from 330 kilometers per second to around 450 kilometers per second, but only a brief period of minor G1 geomagnetic storming was observed. The solar wind stream was fast at more than 450 kilometers per second, but its frozen-in magnetic field was predominantly north-facing, or neutral, so it didn't really couple with the Earth's magnetic field, and we ended up with a KP index of only 5. If we'd had a south-facing interplanetary magnetic field, or BZ, it could have been much worse. As it was, the ionosphere was affected on Wednesday the 31st of July. However, by 1830 UTC, things were back to normal, with a critical frequency of 7.4 megs, which gives a maximum usable frequency over a 3,000-kilometre path of around 21 megs. Further disturbances on Thursday the 1st of August saw the KP index rise to 5 again, but it was short-lived and only lasted for 1 3-hour period. So, we are still in a period of high solar activity with numerous M and even X-class flares, coronal mass ejections, and high sunspot numbers. With a cluster of sunspots rotating into view right now, it should be an interesting week ahead. The SFI is predicted to fall next week, perhaps to the 180s or 190s. Meanwhile, HF propagation remains good at times, although they were still feeling the effects of the summer doldrums with reduced daytime maximum usable frequencies. Keep an eye on solarham.com for up-to-date geomagnetic information. The 15-meter band is still the favorite daytime DX band, with occasional F2 layer openings on 12 meters and even 10 meters. However, most 10-meter openings are still due to sporadic E. Another VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather patterns that drive some of our radio propagation conditions are in the process of changing. As we ended the previous week, we were still in regions of high pressure, near enough to southern areas for some useful chopper across the North Sea, English Channel, and south over Biscay. The slow change towards low pressure dominating the charts will be gradually extending its influence over the whole country as we move into next week, so less chopper and more interest in rain scatter. This has been available over some northern areas recently and from heavy thunderstorms in the south. It's probably going to be a useful mode for exploring the gigahertz bands in the coming week, particularly where heavy, thundery rain occurs. Meteor scatter is also a worthwhile pursuit since we're still in the broad period of the Delta Aqua Ridge meteor shower that eventually blends into the August Perseids later in the month. The solar conditions continue to be challenging, and the KP index has been high enough to make it worth thinking of checking for auroral conditions, either fluttery signals on the LF bands overnight, or perhaps auroral conditions on the VHF bands. The KP index gets mentioned on all propagation websites these days, but spaceweather.com is a good source for that, and much else too. Sporadic E is still worth checking out, and although the summer jet stream pattern is usually pretty weak, it's still there, and the position is perhaps a bit more northerly now than earlier in the summer. This means that paths towards the east to Scandinavia and the Baltic might be worth looking at, although other actions can still happen, of course. Moon declination started to fall on Friday the 2nd, so moon window lengths and peak moon elevation will follow suit. With apogee on Thursday the 8th, path losses will be at their highest for the month. 144 megs sky noise is low until the evening of Saturday the 3rd, when we see this moon and sun close in the sky until moonset on Sunday. After that, the sky noise is low. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. So, no nets this week. Starting with the Southwest. On Tuesday, Bath and District Amateur Radio Club is having social meeting. On Thursday, members are meeting via Zoom. For more information about the club, visit Bravo Alpha Delta, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk. Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society. On Tuesday, the society is meeting from 7:30pm at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury. Contact is via Bravo Victor, Alpha Romeo Sierra, .org.uk. On Sundays and Wednesdays, Flight Refueling Amateur Radio Society has club nights from 7pm. The society holds a Morse Academy every Thursday night from 7pm. Contact is Sue, info@foxtrotromeo, alpharomeosierra.co.uk. Isle of Avalon Amateur Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. Contact is Matt, 20FNT, 0730 554 9614. The North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, postcode Bravo Sierra 16 for November Echo. Meetings start at 7pm and talks start at 8pm. On Friday the 16th of August, the club will be joined by guest speaker, April, M7APR, UK Parks Controller. April's talk will be entitled Getting Started with Parks on the Air. The club welcomes all members and non-members. Contact is November Bravo, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .org.uk, or Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30pm at the Chantry, Thornbury. Contact is Terry, M0TJX, Secretary, at Tango Sierra Golf, Alpha Romeo Charlie, .uk, or call 07889 208 090. Trowbridge and District Amateur Radio Club is meeting on Wednesday. Sean, D0BKU, is the contact. Secretary.TangoDelta, Alpha Romeo Charlie, @gmail.com. On Monday, Western Supermare Radio Society is meeting at Western Supermare Social Club from 7:30 p.m. Contact is westonradiosociety@gmail.com. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club is meeting in Norton Car Park from 6:30 p.m. for Radio at Ham Hill. For more information, visit yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com or contact secretary@yeovil-alpharomeocharlie.com. Now for Wales, the next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 16th of August at Hirwaun YMC Hall, postcode Charlie Fox, lot 449, Romeo Bravo, from 6 p.m. Contact is Ian Miles, 2W0IWM, info@aberdareradio.club. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tondi Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. The club is an approved RSGB examination centre for those wishing to study and take their amateur radio exams. Brian, GW4DVB, is contact info@aberconfigradioclub.co.uk. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn, GW0ANA. Contact is Steve, GW5VOG, 07900-560-080. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month in the upstairs room at Chepstow Athletic Club, postcode November Papa 16, 5 Juliet Tango, from 7:30 p.m. On Saturday the 10th of August, members will be at the Chepstow Agricultural Show. Special call sign GB0CAS will be operating on the 70th. Centimeters GB3ZB, GB3FI and GB3CG repeaters. Contacts can also be made by All-Star Hubnet Gateway, Mike Bravo 7, India Tango Hotel, and on the 40 and 20 meter bands using SSB. More club information is at Gulf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentless Village Hall, postcode November Papa 44, 6 Juliet Zulu. The society will be active with the call sign Golf Bravo Zero Foxtrot Lima between the 24th and 26th of August at the 14 Lots Canal Centre. Join the British Inland Waterways on the Air event. To find out more, visit the club website at mikecharlie0yankeealphadelta.club or contact Ken Smith on 07411-595-103. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Lonnydale, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Fox lot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors. Contact is via hotel Alpha Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie, at gmail.com. Newport Amateur Radio Society members are having a clubhouse evening from 7 p.m. on Thursday. For more information, see Golf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. Rhonda Amateur Radio Society meets at Ustrad Rhonda Sports Centre, postcode Charlie Fox, lot 41, 7 Sierra Yankee, on Tuesdays. More information about the society can be found by visiting Golf Whiskey 2 Foxtrot Oscar Foxtrot.co.uk or contacting John GW4BUZ on 01443 432 542. And finally, Uskside Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Faith Church, Wen Industrial Estate, Rodderston, postcode November Papa 109 Foxtrot Quebec. It's located 5 minutes from Junction 27 of the M4. Contact is usksidealpharomeocharlie.newport@gmail.com or visit usksidealpharomeocharlie.com. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays, and the RSGB retains the copyright over material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, and have a good week from the GB2RS news team.